2005年度第3回実用英語技能検定1級一次試験リスニングテスト。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項はすべて英語で指示されていますので、よく注意して聞いてください。
The listening test for the first grade examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has four parts. All of the questions in these four parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer.You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once. Now let's begin.
Number one.
Do you think we should tell the boss that we forgot to mail the order yesterday?
I bet he'll never know. It should get there by Monday at the latest, anyway.
Yeah, but he'll be furious if he finds out about this.
Still, I say that we should keep this under wraps for now.
I guess so. I'll keep my mouth shut if you do.
Question. What do they decide to do about their problem?Number two.
Jill, can you help me with my computer again?
What's wrong this time?
Well, the document that I was typing seems to have suddenly disappeared.
Again? How many times have I shown you how to save your data?
Sorry, Jill. I'm totally useless when it comes to computers.
You know, Matt, it would help if you paid attention once in a while. Question. What point is the woman trying to make?Number three. Professor Anderson, could I speak with you for a minute? I have a question about the assignment you gave us today.
Actually, right now isn't a good time. I've got a faculty meeting in 5 minutes.
Could I see you after that?
If you're willing to wait around, sure. But exactly when it'll finish is anyone's guess.
Question. What does the man mean?Number four. Jack, an important client just called and asked me to come over to help with an emergency. I'm sorry, but it means I won't be able to make the 3 o'clock meeting.
But you're supposed to give the presentation on internet marketing.
I know. Would you pass out this report at the meeting instead? It basically covers what I was going to say.
I guess that'll have to do. Thanks.
Question. What is the woman's solution to the problem?
Number five. Mr. Lang isn't going to be happy when he finds this mistake in our data.
Yeah, but I don't think he'll overreact. He's usually pretty considerate.
Sure, but remember the last time we messed things up?
Yeah, but this time it's nothing major. I'm sure he'll cut us some slack.
I sure hope so. We were up all night on this.
Question. How does the woman predict the boss will react?
Number six. What beautiful roses, Paul. You certainly have a green thumb.
Thanks, Sue. Gardening is my creative outlet. I can't paint or sing, but I can coax a rose to grow.
I've never seen any blooms like yours before. Where do you find such unusual colors and sizes?
There are some great websites and catalogs available, and I also frequent garden shows in the summer.
I don't have the patience or dedication to do what you do. I think I'll stick to a simpler hobby, like playing tennis.
Well, roses certainly demand a lot of care. You have to have the right soil conditions, use the correct fertilizers, and so on. But I get a lot of pleasure from my garden.
Question. What can be inferred about Paul? Number 7.
Brenda, are you going to make it to the Neighborhood Association meeting tonight?
Oh, I forgot all about it and made another commitment.
Well, I think you should cancel it and come to the meeting. There are important items on the agenda.
What's so pressing?
We're going to discuss the proposed expansion of 9th Street and the development of another park in the area. City Council members will be there to receive our input.
I don't want another big street going through our neighborhood, but I sure would like to see another park.
Well then, show up tonight and make your voice heard.
Question. What is the woman opposed to?
Number 8. I'm sorry, madam, but your computer is badly damaged.
I was afraid of that. What are my options at this point?
I can try to rebuild it for you, but there's no guarantee it'll run again. If I were you, I'd give in and get a new machine.
Well, I have to have a reliable computer for my work, but I can't afford to spend much money right now.
If you'd like, one of our sales reps can help you find something to suit your needs. Last year's laptops are currently on sale.
I guess my hands are tied. I'll probably be back this afternoon.
Question. What will the woman most likely do?
Number 9.
You'll never believe what happened to me today.
What was it this time?
I was leaving for lunch and saw a police officer standing in front of my car.
You parked illegally again?
Well, yes and no. I parked on the street but forgot to put change in the meter after 2 hours.
Why didn't you put your car in a parking lot instead of on the street?
Well, as usual, I was in a hurry and all the lots are so far from the office.
Mike, may I make a tiny suggestion? There are bus stops nearby and a subway station on the corner.
Yeah, I know, but I prefer to drive.
But other ways of commuting are cheaper and quicker, and that way you can avoid any more tickets. Question. What does the woman suggest the man do from now on?
Number 10. Jane, I think it's best to start your architectural studies right after high school. The program will take 5 years, and then you'll be ready to join the family business.
Or what about studying something completely different, like medicine? You have the intelligence and compassion to be a wonderful doctor.
But, Dad, I'm not sure I want to be an architect like you. And, Mom, I'd be a terrible doctor. I'd faint at the sight of blood. My plan is to take a year off after high school. I want to get a job and also work on my writing.
I'm afraid you'll never get a degree if you take time off now. It's better to get started on a career path right away.
I agree with your father, Jane. I know you're very talented, but you can't expect to become a famous author overnight.
I know, but if I get a part-time job, I'd still have plenty of time to write, and I won't starve in the meantime.
Well, we can't force you to go to college, but with tuition continuing to climb, we may not be able to afford to pay for all your education if you put it off.
I understand. Just let me have this year to explore my potential as a writer. All my teachers say I have talent. If I'm not having any luck after a year, then I'll go to college.
I'm not sure I approve, but I'll support your decision, Jane.
I guess we can see how things go for a while. Question. What has been concluded in the conversation?